ABC News.
It's soaring is probably the better description. She's just gone from strength to strength since she arrived in Tel Aviv. Probably about 10 days ago, her Eurovision campaign began with the rehearsals. And before she got here, the sort of Eurovision family and the diehards were a bit divided on her song, Zero Gravity, a song that was inspired by her two-year battle with postnatal depression after the birth of her gorgeous little boy, Ernie, and her coming out of that. And they were all a bit kind of, oh, yeah, we've heard opera before. But once she arrived here and revealed that she'd be performing it on top of that acrobatic bendy pole, everybody just fell madly in love with her. And they've really come to warm to the song because of her just incredibly otherworldly vocals. I mean, the notes that she hit tonight were pristine. You know, you couldn't fault them. The audience in the room are on her side from, like, before she even, you know, the music even starts. Because of the very tight time limits to turn around each act, it's like 45 seconds you've got to get on that stage. So she shimmies up a ladder sort of off stage and gets, harnessed onto the top of the bendy pole. Then they hoik up, 3.5 metres of skirt and attach that to her. And then her and the dancers are basically wheeled onto the stage and their positions fixed with ballast before, she starts singing. So as she's being wheeled on, the crowd just erupts. And there's beautiful footage on Twitter of her as the crowd's erupting, and she just starts waving like, the pop queen that she is. She's very much buoyed by the energy in the room.
And of course, it's about the vocals, but just as much about the performance.
Well, think about singing opera on, 5 feet above a stage while you're moving with this pole. And she'd never done anything like this. No one in terms of a prominent pop singer has ever done anything like this. Strange Fruit, the company that have designed the poles, and the dancers Emma and Emily, who are flanking her in the performance, they did choreograph poles for Madonna's dancers on her last tour. But no one sung on top of them like she has. And she has said that it's actually freed up her voice because of the movement and because it forces her not to lock in to singing the notes. She feels the freedom of flying, and that adds to just how she's able to kind of soar into the song.
I know that it's so early in the morning there, but you've just come from a press conference. Did she say or did she sort of outline how she felt about her own performance?
She was absolutely thrilled. She is very, very grateful with how Eurovision have embraced, Australia and embraced her in particular. It was very cute. She did a big shout out to her son Ernie, sort of saying, make sure that you're being good for daddy while she's over here. But she's very much charmed everybody over here who weren't on board before. She was front and centre in Tel Aviv. She spoke about, how wonderful, how great the view is up from up above on that pole, and how the audience just started singing along with her, which, it's not an easy song to sing, and you could hear them just taking up the song and joining her in song. And she described it as the most joyful noise that she'd ever heard.